better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead, and you know, I'm a little bummed that the football season is over.
I can see it in your eyes, Kirk. I'm actually bummed that the Olympics are over because it brings out my inner cheerleader, and it's so much fun to root for the USA.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, and I'd love to tell you guys to cheer up because baseball will be here soon, but that would be a big fat lie. So I've decided to cheat tonight instead of my usual old-fashioned, and I don't have any of Kirk's progressive beer. So the Summer Shandy has made its first appearance from Line and Kugel's. I normally wait until the first Brewers game when I sit on the couch, put on the TV, look for BA and Rock to call the game, crack open the first Summer Shandy. But I am so bummed that baseball is going to be delayed. We're hitting the Summer Shandy early this time around. And it shouldn't have to be that way. The baseball owners and the players have a big pot of money, and the billionaire owners cannot figure out how to stop cheating the players and divide the pot properly. Which takes me, as the official transition expert here of the Up North Podcast, my transition into Governor Evers and the State of the State address, where, again, you have a surplus in the state, and it should be an easy win-win to take care of. You might have caught that I was live tweeting it for Up North News Tuesday night about the State of the State. And, again, we have a newly projected surplus in this state of around $3 billion. And anyone who has studied politics will tell you what normally happens next. Politicians from both sides of the aisle look for ways to put the surplus to work in ways that will make them and their supporters happy, and they each give a little. Maybe Republicans allocate it to some tax cuts for corporations, something they're very experienced at. Maybe Democrats invest in schools and send some money back to families in the form of rebate checks. That's what Governor Evers talked about in his speech. Do a little bit of both. Everybody's happy. But as you guys know, this is a Republican legislature that has never looked for a win-win with Evers, undermining him even before he took office by taking away some of his powers. And they still haven't confirmed some of his nominees. Folks, this is the fourth year of his term, and they're still sitting on some nominees. After the speech, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he would not take up the Evers proposal for the surplus. They're going to sit on it. They're hoping a Republican wins, takes over as governor, and then you watch that surplus go up in a puff of smoke to tax cuts mainly geared toward the very wealthy. So I think Evers said it best in his speech when he said, quote, "Don't you guys sit here in a white marble building with state coffers that are full and tell Wisconsinites who are working hard every day we can't afford to do more. That's baloney." And if you can get Governor Evers to swear, guys, you know, baloney's as tough as it gets.
So Pat, like the problem I have with all this is every Wisconsinite knows that every Wisconsinite wants a surplus to go to something that helps the public sphere. That's just obvious. But the problem I have is what Evers said in the State of the State address is probably not going to get to many, many, many Wisconsinites, and they're going to somehow believe that he's being nefarious and Robin Voss is the true like knight in shining armor in all of this. So
well,
how do we fix
that? Well, that'll be the goal all the way through. But thank goodness there are programs like this one where you know, Sarah and you are all over this to make sure that people understand what is actually happening. For example, in Oshkosh, and that's one of our big topics this week, 1,000 new jobs for Oshkosh Corporation not coming to Oshkosh, and Ron Johnson is fine with that. We're going to talk to two leaders of the local workforce about the knife that their senator has put in their backs. That's coming up next. You're up north.